Welcome to the Student Athlete Preparation Podcast, hosted by high school strength and conditioning coach Cody Hughes. This ain't your normal podcast, y'all. He's bringing real discussions about real strategies to improve the student athlete development and preparation process. New episodes every Friday with guests. We're all about keeping it real. It'll warn you now. You might get your feelings hurt. The mics are on and the takes are hot. Enjoy this episode. Here's your host, Cody Hughes.
What's going on, everybody? And I hope you guys are having a great Tuesday. And welcome to the first edition of Hot Take Tuesday, where I bring up a topic that is either a current event or something that's been going on in the field or something that's been trending that we can talk about. And what I'm going to do with this version of the podcast is present it in a way to make you think on both sides. Okay, that's one thing I want you guys to know, is that I always try to be pragmatic and present you with an idea of what's good and what's bad about what's going on. Because here's the deal. It's really hard to decipher what's really happening on social media. It's really hard to sift through that, and we're going to dive deep into that in a minute. First thing, I want to shout out the sponsor, simplyfaster.com. That's SimpliFaster.com. Simply Faster is the industry's leading sports technology provider and coaching education platform. Okay, on their website, you can access all of their sports technology products that they sell. I personally have three of them. That's including the, I've got the Dasher timing system, which has been phenomenal for me. I've got the VMAX Pro velocity-based tracker and barbell path tracker that is great, with more updates coming on that soon. And I also have the Pocket Radar Smart Coach, where we measure anything from baseball velocity, volleyball velocity, med ball throws, things of that nature that we're going to add towards all of our sports performance data and see if we see any trends. So if you want to go on there and look for their products, they've got great stuff. You can access there through their website, also with all of their blog entries that they have that are absolutely phenomenal, guys. When I say phenomenal, I'm not lying. Okay, you're looking at some of the best authors, some of the best coaches that are on the floor in the trenches, been doing it for years. There's coaches on that blog that have been doing it longer than I've been alive, okay? Putting out great content and applicable stuff that are really good. Go check it out at simplyfaster.com. Another thing on the horizon with me is recently some of my products I've been putting out. If you guys go follow me on Twitter, you probably know what I'm talking about, but I try to add some value to our industry by adding some products and services that really help out fellow coaches, especially in program delivery. If you check out on my website, you'll find it. I have an automated programming template that's available on Google Sheets that allow you guys that aren't, if you're not savvy in Excel or you don't know how to get workouts to your kids and to your athletes, if you're still writing on a whiteboard or, you know, typing out on Microsoft Word or just doing the best you can and want to expedite that process, this product's for you. Okay. This Friday, I'm actually coming out with an Excel version that has a print all feature. Okay, everybody's been asking for it. It's a macro-based Excel template on a three-day template and a four-day template included, with all your kids' max information automatically plugged in. Everything's automated. All you got to do is select your team and print. It's going to be great. It's coming out Friday. I'm going to be promoting it this week. Stay on the lookout for that. Okay, so the first edition of Hot Take Tuesday is going to be going over how the track and field world, sprint coaches specifically, how they have brought so much good and bad on how to train football players, specifically at the high school level. And we're going to go through this quickly because I want to make sure I hit the tops and the bottoms and give you my personal opinion on it. Remember, keep in mind, I'm going to be as pragmatic as possible. Hot Take Tuesday is about, I'm just telling you how I feel. And you can take it and run with it. You can ask me about it. You can disagree. I don't care. Okay, I'm just giving you everything I think and try to give you both sides and make you think. Okay, think for yourself. First, let's talk about the tough part about social media and how to decipher things. One thing in our world that we're starting to realize is how gifted and skilled people are at social media marketing and wrapping things up and making it look like something that it's not, right? And understand that a lot of times this is profit driven. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Keep that in mind. Okay. If you have a good product that's going to solve a problem or hit a pain point for something and it has value, marketing it is a good thing. It becomes dangerous when a lot of times it's not full of the full truth, especially those that may not exactly be in what they're saying that they're in, if that makes sense. And we're going to relate this back to how you would train a sprinter versus how you would train a football team, right? You're seeing a lot of things out there now, sprint-based football, tired is the enemy. If you already know who I'm talking about, Tony Holler and those guys that promote this strategy, which I'm going to hit on the good things first because there's a lot of good. We do not need to forget that, okay? The first thing that we did as far as finding this, and it became popular when they started pushing all of their tired is the enemy, don't burn the stake approach, is that we finally realized that the human body is a system. It's an organism that can only function for so long. It can only perform for so long. You have to consider the nervous system when training. There's a lot of football coaches that don't. And I wonder how far, the further they are removed from playing the game, or that's just how they played the game, that they think that kids can just go forever. Now, on the flip side of that, you still have to prepare to play a rough game, which is football. It's really violent. Yes, you have to keep in mind that you have to have some type of recovery. If you want to play fast, you got to train fast. If you train slow all the time, it's probably not going to end well in a game of football that's very power-based, right? If you look at the game at the high school level, okay, I looked at my high school. I watched their film over the last 5 years, and I saw that on average, no matter if we went 10-1 or 4-5, 4-6, good year, bad year, didn't matter, that it was 4-6 plays a drive, 10-12 drives a game on each side of the ball. Every single game, somewhere in that realm. You had some outliers, but for the most part, that's what a football game is, right? And preparing for it and how to prepare for it with the contact that comes from it, I'm not sure if you can completely take a sprinter-based approach and completely translate it. Now, can you take the nervous system approach and how to periodize practice properly, keep our guys fresh and healthy, and be able to win? Absolutely. But keep in mind, if your guys are not skilled and you're totally worried about keeping your guys fresh and you haven't repped things, you're going to get your teeth kicked in. I don't know what high school football is like in some states, but in the state of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and Mississippi, right around where I'm at, if you don't prepare for the teams that are coming towards you and the schemes they throw at you, at the speeds they throw at you, with the physical dominance they have, your teeth is about to get kicked in, and you better get ready for it. Because here's the deal. Let's talk about preparing in sport. There's a lot that goes into it, right? Really four main things, and you hear a lot of coaches talk about it. Fergus Connolly coined the term of the four coactive model, talking about the physical side, the technical side, the tactical side, and the psychological side. The one part I want to understand is hitting the psychological side. Now, don't think I'm about to go on some tangent about mental toughness, because you can go way down the rabbit hole on that, and that's a whole nother story of how that gets completely misconstrued. And we can talk about that on another day. But as far as the psychological side, I'm talking about being prepared to play a football game, is that if you always take the approach of always being fresh and never playing in a state of fatigue, you're not prepared to play a football game. Because here's the deal. You're not going to get in a football game and not be fatigued. That's just not going to happen. Not at the high school level especially. And even if you go at the smaller schools where guys play both ways. Here at Madison Academy where I coach, most of our skill guys have to go both ways in order for us to win. We're a small school. We're lucky to have 50 guys on a 9th through 12th grade team. There's no way we're going to be able to practice and get anything done if we're constantly worried about being too fatigued. Now, does that mean that practice needs to be planned poorly? Right? Because here's the deal. Now you got to get really, really creative with how you plan practice. Because if you look at it, our coaches are having to break down film of what the scheme they're going to throw at us. What are we good at? What are we not good at? What do we need to improve at? We only have this much time. We have to get reps in with a bunch of guys trying to do this. Their jobs happening really fast. Coaches are not going to sacrifice, "Welp, in this period, we got six plays and we're done, no matter what." Well, if you're in a third round game and you're not getting it right, you're probably not just going to cut it off at six, no matter what. Now, if it gets to the point where guys are getting beat up or you're in a situation where your health's not very good, sure, you may cut it off, right? Those are decisions that have to be made by coaches on the fly. There is no blanket statement there. It cannot be, this is how we're going to do it all the time. That's not real life. It's not pragmatic. Every situation is unique. Everything's relative. Everything is relative. You have to make good decisions on the fly based off your current knowledge and your experiences. Understand that that's the hard part to weed out from social media coaches, is that when people take polarizing stances, which perk ears and create engagement, but isn't always going to be applicable. That's what we have to understand. And let's look on the flip side, because like Tony Holler, at least how I found Tony Holler is when I heard Mike Boyle talk about him at the CSECA conference 2018, I believe. 2019. And when he started mentioning how he thought it was so polarizing of his record, rank, and publish idea. Now, he may have done an excellent job of rebranding, rewrapping it, and delivering it in a way that was tasteful and palatable to high school coaches, because he was one. And bravo to you, coach. That was really good, because coaches need to be reminded of how to create intent. But let's not act like that hasn't been done forever. If you think for one second that Charlie Francis wasn't doing that, or Dan Paff hasn't been doing that for longer than I've been alive or my parents have been alive, then we're really kidding ourselves. Still things that coaches need to hear, though. Like, understand, I'm not dogging it. I want you to understand that it's not novel. It's not something that's brand new. If you do your history and your homework and look at training methods that have been happening forever, that's not new. But he returned it into a palatable way that's helping a lot of coaches. But the problem is coaches are taking it way too far, thinking that they found this magic pill that all of a sudden, if they do way less volume and healthy is everything, and that if we don't prepare, that is all of a sudden going to help them win a championship, when that's not always the case. It's got to take deeper thinking than that. We got to look deep into where our weaknesses are, where we're falling short. If we're having injuries, why is it happening? We got to ask these questions that are tough, and then we've got to really be honest with ourselves and where we're falling short. What's really happening? The coaches that are like, "Well, this is how we won a championship here. This is how we've been winning." And don't ever stop to ask ourselves, why did we win, and what in spite of did we win because of? What did we overcome because of, maybe talent or luck or circumstance? What did we not do well, but we didn't get exposed of? Because that's what I think the best coaches in the world do. Like Nick Saban at Alabama. You hear him talk, and he talks about you hear Nick Saban talk about himself and say, "Nothing I'm doing ever came from me. I'm always looking for the next person to learn from." And then you listen to Bill Belichick, and he turns around and says, "Nick Saban is the best football coach to ever live. He knows football better than anybody on this earth." It's that mindset that's going to make us continue to grow and help our athletes be the best as possible. Okay? I want everybody to understand that, especially in this day and age where you're getting thrown hundreds of different perspectives. And people are very good at wrapping it up and making it look super pretty on social media. Some people have really good skills in marketing, And I highly doubt they have any pragmatic skills in coaching. Now, I'm not saying that there's not just as many coaches that, one, don't give a crap about social media and are getting it done on a daily basis. Guarantee it. There's a ton of them. There's so many coaches out there that are doing a great job that we don't even know about. Guarantee it. But my challenge to you on this Hot Take Tuesday is to see things from an unbiased view. Ask yourself what you believe in from your experiences and what you've heard, what you've discussed, what you're trying to break down, and look at yourself on both sides of the coin. What are we doing well? What can we change? And here's the deal. That changes yearly, especially at the high school level and really at any level, because every single year you've got new kids, you got a new team, new environment, new coaching staff, new rules, new classification, new region, new opponents. You've got so many different things that are happening at all times. Coaches are adaptable. Coaches change things on the fly and through their experiences make decisions quickly. I want you guys to understand that that's what this podcast is about. It's equipping you with tools to be able to do those things. Okay. Now, I'm going to make sure that I completely give Tony Holler all his credit of what he's done and how he's reached a insurmountable amount of people and probably helped change the minds of coaches that really needed to be changed, that were dead set on hard work. You know, hard work beats everything at all times, and that there's no sense in taking care of our kids' bodies. Thank you for that, coach. On the flip side, you can't treat your kids like marshmallows and expect them to win football games. It's just not going to happen. We've got to find a way to, one, take care of our kids' bodies, still get enough reps to increase our skill as an individual, increase our skills as a team, and then be able to gain psychological skills in similar situations that the game brings to us. And coaches creating those environments to gain those skills, plus having talented players, are the ones that are more than likely going to win games. That's what I've seen from my experience, from teams that I've seen going 5-5, and teams that have won championships. So, to end this Hot Take Tuesday, understand, guys, that training hard is important. Training smart is important. That doesn't mean that they have to be separate. Keep training hard, keep getting your kids better, and listen out for a new episode of the podcast with a new guest this Friday. Peace.